You're listening to English O'Clock 2.0. Welcome to English O'Clock 2.0. My name is Julia and this is beginner episode number 140. 140 episodios de nivel principiante. But nothing changes. The first task is always the first task, which is the following. Ask me if I can teach you anything else. Ask me if I can teach you anything else. So you would have to ask me a question. Me tenéis que preguntar a mí. But we're going to take a look at it at the end of this episode. Right, what did we do in class number 139? We looked at question mix 53, questions 1 to 20, so we will finish that today. We did drill 111, questions 31 to 40. We looked at telling the time in our basic section, specifically block number 4. We did vocabulary list number 72, words 1 to 15, so we'll finish that today as well. We did drill 112, questions 1 to 15, negative questions, block number 9, and we finished with translation booklet number 2, list number 28, sentences 1 to 15. So we are also going to finish the translation booklet, list number 28, today. But before that, let's warm up with question mix number 53. As I mentioned, we're going to finish the questions 21 to 40. You can find the questions, ya sabéis, not the answers, on page number 66 in the book English O'Clock. 21, tell me to point at X and look at you. We're going to say X is your best friend. So the question or the sentence would be, tell me to point at your best friend and look at you. So you would say, Julia, point at my best friend and look at me. Importante, point at, look at, ambas acompañados con at. Mientras que listen va acompañado, you guessed it, de tú. Tú, de tú, listen to, right? Okay, number 22, do you prefer hot chocolate or hot coffee? Do you prefer hot chocolate or hot coffee? I mean, I honestly prefer hot chocolate, but I hardly ever have hot chocolate. I have hot chocolate maybe twice or three times a year, so I drink hot coffee a lot more frequently. Number 23, am I 170 or 140? 170 and 140 se refiere a la altura. So am I 170 or 140? I am 170. Are there any cables in this room? And in this room refers to wherever you are. In my case, yes, there are. There are cables in this room. 25, she doesn't have a lot of coffee in her mug. She doesn't have a lot of coffee in her mug. Now, here's what I want you to do. Y eso no lo hemos visto todavía. Don't worry about it. Es transformar esa frase a una frase afirmativa, pero que tenga el mismo significado. So, she doesn't have a lot of coffee in her mug. We could change it to, she has very little coffee in her mug. She has very little coffee in her mug. Tiene muy poco café. No tiene mucho o tiene muy poco, right? So, the meaning is the same. But one sentence is affirmative and one sentence is negative. 26, he is intelligent and wise. He is intelligent and wise. Dos características que, por mucho que miremos a una persona, no se ven. You can't see if somebody is intelligent and or wise. So the corresponding question a la respuesta, he's intelligent and wise, sería, what is he like? What is he like? No sería, what does he look like? Porque ya sabéis que what does he, she look like, or what do I look like, or what do you look like, es como eres físicamente, right? 27, ask me where my mom was yesterday at 8 p.m. So you would say, Julia, where was your mom yesterday at 8 p.m.? And I don't know, but I think my mom was at home. 28, they are doing great. Doing great, again, is the answer. So the question is, how are they doing? También podríamos decir, how are they? Or you know what? They're doing great. También. Number 29, are you swimming in a pool or are you swimming in the sea? Are you swimming in the pool or are you swimming in the sea? La opción no es el nadar, sino el nadar en una piscina o en el mar. Right? So are you swimming in a pool or are you swimming in the sea? The answer is, unless you are, pues efectivamente, nadando en uno de los dos, right now, the answer would be, I am not swimming in either. I am not swimming in either. ¿Vale? Porque la opción es a pool or the sea. Okay. Number 30. Can you run 100 meters in under 8 seconds? Can you run 100 meters in under 8 seconds? In my case, no, I can't. I can't run 100 meters in under 8 seconds. 31. Do you know how to make scones? Do you know how to make scones? No, I don't. I don't know how to make scones. 32. Ask me if I can ride a horse. So you'd say, Julia, can you ride a horse? Yes, I can. 33. Where were you at this time yesterday? I was in bed at this time yesterday. 24. Do you know where Ulaanbaatar is? That's the capital of Mongolia. So yes, I do. Follow-up question. Where is it? It's in Mongolia. 35. What nationality are people from Jamaica? What nationality are people from Jamaica? People from Jamaica are Jamaican. 36. Ask me to point at the door and talk to your best friend being X, right? So there is an X and I can just randomly choose people. So I choose your best friend. Ask me to point at the door and talk to your best friend. Ojo, no es tell me. Porque ya sabéis que tell me es un poco más directo, ¿no? De dime. Dame la orden, ¿no? But if I say, ask me to point at the door and talk to your best friend, es un poco más polite, right? So you have to be friendlier. Hay que ser un poco más amable, ¿no? O mejor educado. No es tan, haz esto, sino, por favor, podrías, right? So you would say, Julia, could you point at the door and talk to my best friend? Or you could say, would you mind pointing at the door, ¿no? Pues hay mil formas de hacer una pregunta o dar una orden de manera agradable, amable, educada. 37. Who likes animals, you or me? I guess the answer is both of us like animals. 38. She is getting better. She is getting better. Getting better is the answer. So how is she doing, or how is she? Sería la pregunta correspondiente. 39. They are tall and strong. Ojo aquí. They are tall and strong. Remember how we were saying he's intelligent and wise. Y ni se puede ver la inteligencia mirando a una persona, ni la sabiduría. Pues, if you're saying they are tall and strong, ambas son características que se suelen poder ver. Pues, porque una persona es alta y fuerte, pues es, ¿no? Pues tiene la masa corporal correspondiente, right? So, they are tall and strong are two characteristics that you can see. Therefore, the corresponding question would be, what do they look like? What do they look like? Porque siempre os digo, fijaros que what do they look like? Tenemos ese look. El look es de mirar. Mirar porque miramos una característica que se ve. Pues así os podéis acordar. And number 40, the last one for the warm-up. Ask me if I have a headache. Ask me if I have a headache. So you'd say, Julia, do you have a headache? No, I don't. No, I don't. All right, we started a drill number 112 last class, and we're going to continue it by asking and answering questions 16 to 30, right? So we are on drill 112, sentences 16 to 30. Ya sabéis que son las mismas preguntas que están en el libro English O'Clock. And it goes like this. Ask me if I can. So you say, can you? You ask me the question. Can you? No sé qué. And I answer, yes, I can, or no, I can't. En la respuesta corta, fijaros cómo digo ese can't, que sí que marco esa T final, right? So you'd say, number 16, ask me if I can drive a Formula One car. Ask me if I can drive a Formula One car. So you'd say, Julia, can you drive a Formula One car? No, I can't. Ah, habéis escuchado. No, I can't. No es can't, ¿no? No escupo en el micrófono, o por lo menos intento. But hay una T muy sutil, pero la hay. Porque if you say I can, pues lo que estás diciendo es que sí que puedes, right? So there has to be a T, I can't. Y la tiene que ser un poco más larga también. Because if you say a short k, mal, porque estáis diciendo otra cosa muy fea, muy feísima, feísima. All right, number 17, ask me if I can make donuts. So you'd say, Julia, can you make donuts? No, I can't. Otra vez. Number 18, ask me if I can juggle. Hacer malabares, ¿no? So you'd say, Julia, can you juggle? No, I can't. Ask me if I can do gymnastics. You'd say, Julia, can you do gymnastics? No, I can't. Number 20, ask me if I can do yoga. Julia, can you do yoga? Yes, I can. Yes, I can. 21, ask me if I can speak Spanish as well as Susana Griso. So you'd say, Julia, can you speak Spanish as well as Susana Griso? No, I can't. No, I can't. 22, ask me if I can sing as well as Ariana Grande. Ask me if I can sing as well. Acordaros que ese as well as es tan bien como, ¿no? O as fast as, tan rápido como, ¿no? So ask me if I can sing as well as Ariana Grande. You'd say, Julia, can you sing as well as Ariana Grande? No, I can't. 23, ask me if I can speak Spanish as well as a native. So you'd say, Julia, can you speak Spanish as well as a native? No, I can't. I can speak Spanish. I can't... Fijaros que también está esa T ahí. I can't speak Spanish as well as a native, como un nativo, pues porque no hablo tan bien como un nativo. 24, ask me if I can play basketball as well as Michael Jordan. So you'd say, Julia, can you play basketball as well as Michael Jordan? No, I can't. I can't play basketball as well as Michael Jordan. 25, ask me if I can write as well as a journalist. Julia, can you write as well as a journalist? No, I can't. Number 26, ask me if I can train a football team as well as Diego Simeone. So you'd say, Julia, can you train a football team as well as Diego Simeone? No, I can't. 27, ask me if I can write as well as Arturo Pérez Reverte. So you'd say, Julia, can you write as well as Arturo Pérez Reverte? No, I can't. I can't write as well as him. 28, ask me if I can drive as well as a taxi driver. So you'd say, Julia, can you drive as well as a taxi driver? No, I can't. I can drive, but not as well as a taxi driver. That's what they do all day, right? Or most part of their working day, they drive. So obviously, I can't compare my driving skills to a person who drives day in and day out. No día sí, otro también casi. Obviously, they drive much better. All right, 29, ask me if I can play tennis as well as a professional. So you say, Julia, can you play tennis as well as a professional? No, I can't. I can't play tennis as well as a professional. And number 30, I'm going to have to change that because my boyfriend is not my husband, my boyfriend anymore. He's my husband. So the question goes like this. Ask me if I can play paddle as well as my husband. Ponía boyfriend porque en aquel entonces cuando escribí el libro no estábamos casados. So you'd say, Julia, can you play paddle as well as your husband? No, I can't. I can't play paddle as well as my husband. All right, a little breather. We're going to go to our basic section and we're on our family tree, right? So you know the drill. I'm going to give you two names. No os preocupéis si no tenéis el libro delante. Os digo la relación que tienen en español so you can just translate it, right? So I'm going to take eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by the toe. I'm going to take Valentina. No, I'm going to take Beth as my reference point. No, I'm going to take Adam. I'm going to take Adam as my reference point, right? So I'm going to ask you five relationships between Adam and five different people, right? So the first one is Adam and Florence. Es su abuela, right? So you would say Adam is Florence's grandson and Florence is Adam's grandmother. He is her grandmother. She is his grandmother. Sorry, he is her grandson and she is his grandmother. ¿Qué error puede ocurrir en ese ejercicio? Lo que me acaba de pasar a mí, que me lío. But if you are not sure about family members, eso es punto número uno que os puede costar. Punto número dos que os puede costar es cuando no decimos los nombres, decir he is her grandson and she is his, ¿no? She, his, he, her. Eso a veces lía. Y la gente dice, he is his grandson and she is her. No. Porque el her or his representa a la persona a que se le atribuye esa relación, right? Okay, Adam and Annabelle, que es su mujer. So Adam is Annabelle's husband. Annabelle is Adam's wife. He is her husband. She is his wife. Adam and Sarah, que es su hija. Adam is Sarah's father. Sarah is Adam's daughter. He is her father. She is his daughter. Adam con Gabriel, que sería su sobrino. So Adam, I was going to say nieto, pero no. Sobrino. Adam is Gabriel's uncle. So Gabriel is Adam's nephew. He is his, ahora sí, porque estamos hablando de chicos. He is his nephew and he is his uncle. And the last one, Adam and Valentina, que es su cuñada. So Adam is Valentina's brother-in-law. Valentina is Adam's sister-in-law. He is her brother-in-law and she is his sister-in-law. All right, next drill. We are on drill number 113. We are starting this drill. We're going to take a look at sentences 1 to 10. I want you to... it's very easy. Very, very easy. So it's sentences with with the negative. For example, I don't have much time, which is number one. And I want you to transform those sentences with much time or many friends or much salad or many languages to a lot of. Simply that. Transform the sentences using a lot of. ¿Qué tenemos que hacer? Pues quitar el much o el many y meter el a lot of. Porque ya sabéis que much es para cosas incontables, many es para cosas contables, a lot of es para ambos. I have a lot of time, I have a lot of friends. Friends contables, time incontable, a lot of vale para ambos. So, I don't have much time se convierte en I don't have a lot of time. She doesn't have many friends se convierte en she doesn't have a lot of friends. They don't eat much salad. They don't eat a lot of salad. We don't speak many languages. We don't speak a lot of languages. He doesn't have much money. He doesn't have a lot of money. We don't have many children. We don't have a lot of children. We don't have much fun. We don't have a lot of fun. Sorry, you don't have many children. That was the sentence. Number eight, they don't have much furniture. They don't have a lot of furniture. Number nine, I don't have many shoes. I don't have a lot of shoes. And number 10, the last one, she doesn't have much clothing. She doesn't have a lot of clothing. All right, so simply that, you switch much or many, y utilizamos a lot of, que se puede utilizar perfectamente. All right, two more exercises, and we are done for today. We're going to do short answers. Now, you know that short answers, what we practice here are, surprise, surprise, short answers, right? So, I'm asking you a question, and what I want is no ninguna explicación, simplemente lo que os sale, y me da igual si es verídico o no. The short answer, the negative or affirmative short answer, that's exactly what I want. Why? Because I want to practice, si os acordáis de la pregunta, del auxiliar o modal, del verbo modal, pues ese es el verbo que hay que utilizar en la respuesta corta. ¿Qué ocurre? Si os pregunto, que suele pasar a veces, do you like hot chocolate? La respuesta a veces es yes, I like. Or do you have a car? Yes, I have. Pues no, yes, I do. Do you like hot chocolate? Yes, I do. Do you have a car? Yes, I do. ¿Vale? That's why we practice this. So, short answers 201 to 210 and then 211 to 220. Let's start with the first block. Ya sabéis que eso va rápido. Do you go to work by bike? No, I don't. Do you like to ride your bike? Yes, I do. Is riding your bike hard in Madrid? Yes, it is. Are there many hills in Madrid? Yes, there are. Is there a motor on your bike? No, there isn't. Are you going to go anywhere by bike tomorrow? No, I'm not. Do you think riding a bike is safe in Madrid? No, I don't. Is there a lot of traffic in Madrid? Yes, there is. Can you go super fast on your bike? No, I can't. Will you buy a new bike soon? Yes, I will. All right. So do you go? Yes, I do. Do you like? Yes, I do. Is riding? Yes, it is. Are there? Yes, there are. Is there? Yes, there is. Are you? Yes, I am. Do you? Yes, I do. Is there? Yes, there is. Can you? Yes, I can. And will you? No, I won't. Oh, yes, I will. Right? That was the first block. Block number two, va igual de rápido. 211. Do you like to go out for dinner? Yes, I do. How often do you eat out? Ya sabéis que eat out es cenar fuera o comer fuera. So how often do you eat out? No hay respuesta corta, tenéis toda la razón. I eat out twice a month. Do you usually go with friends? Do you usually go with friends? Yes, I do. Is there a restaurant you really like? Yes, there is. Will you recommend me a restaurant if I ask you where to go? Yes, I will. Are you going to try a new restaurant this weekend? No, I'm not. Do you order dessert? Yes, I do. Do you split the bill as pues cada, que cada uno se pague lo suyo o dividirlo a partes iguales? Do you split the bill? Depends, but yes, I do. Can you eat out every day? No, I can't. Are there any good restaurants near your house? No, there aren't. No, there aren't. All right, last exercise and we are done for today. It's translation booklet number two. We are on translation booklet number two. We are on list number 28 and we're going to finish. We didn't do vocab. Hang on a second. I was missing something. I was like, hang on a second. We are missing something. Okay, well, not the best, porque no me gusta hacer vocabulario y traducción seguida, but it is what it is. I do want to finish list number 72, so let me just leave through the book. It's like, this is going really fast, because we're missing an exercise. All right, so vocabulary list number 72. This should have been right after the family tree, but I somehow missed it. So, list number 72 from the book Vocabulario en Inglés que deberías conocer, written and published by Vaughan Systems. We are on list 72, words 16 to 25. Here we go. En alguna parte is somewhere. Somewhere over the rainbow, you may know the song. Number 17, ortografía would be spelling. Spelling. Number 18, dientes. Dientes or teeth. One tooth, un diente, teeth. Dientes. Number 19, examen o ensayo is test. Number 20, obtener is to obtain. Number 21, sufrir, to suffer, to suffer. Turismo, tourism, tourism. And there is a zm sound, tourism. Number 23, típicamente, typically, guerra would be war. And 25, sin would be without. And sometimes this messes with my head because I read sin. Sin es pecado, but I'm like, hang on, this is Spanish. So sin, ah, sin, claro, without, without. Sin alcohol, for example, would be, well, alcohol-free or without alcohol, or gluten-free or without gluten. Sería sin gluten también. All right, let me just change the lesson plan, because obviously I did a bit of a mix-up here. All right, so it's changed so I can upload it correctly. As I said, translation booklet number 2, list number 28, and this, as I mentioned already as well, is the translation booklet written and published by Vaughan Systems. List 28, booklet 2, sentences 16 to 25. Here you go. Dime lo que pasa. That's 16. Dime lo que pasa. Tell me what the matter is. Tell me what the matter is. And I'd like to point your attention. Que no es tell me what's the matter. Sino tell me what the matter is. Porque, y ahí tenía una discusión yo con Ritzat. Que decía, pero es que las frases son muy largas, el is no pinta nada al final. For me, it always makes sense to put it at the end. I wouldn't say, do you know what's the time? Or what time, or do you know what time is it? I see, do you know what time is it? Do you know what time is it? No, it's, do you know what time it is, right? Anyways, or when was the last time you went for a walk? I want to know when the last time you went for a walk was, right? So as a to be, siempre hacia el final. Number 17, necesito dinero. I need some money. I need some money. Number 18, ¿cuánto necesitas? How much do you need? Obviamente, aquí no podríamos decir how a lot of, all right? No siempre se puede cambiar much y a lot of. En respuestas, sí. En preguntas, no. Number 19, más de lo que tú tienes. More than you have. More than you have. ¿Quién va a dártelo? Who's going to give it to you? No el dinero. Who's going to give it, el dinero, to you? No sé todavía. I don't know yet. 22. ¿Todavía estás buscando a alguien? Are you still looking for someone? Number 23. No es fácil encontrar dinero. It's not easy to find money. 24. ¿Sabe Morgan algo? Does Morgan know anything? Ya sabe todo. He already knows everything. He already knows everything. All right, and this is it for today. Let's recap. So we did question mix 53. We finished it by answering questions 21 to 40. We did drill 112, sentences 16 to 30. We did a family tree exercise. We did vocabulary list number 72, sentences 16 to 25, towards the end of the show, sorry. We did drill 113, questions 1 to 10. We did short answers 201 to 220. And we finished with translation book number 2, list number 28, sentences 16 to 25. So one more thing, today's task. Ask me if I can teach you anything else. So you'd say, Julia, can you teach me or can you teach us anything else? And the answer is this. Yes, I can. Of course I can. Of course I can teach you more stuff. But you are not a beginner anymore. You are not a beginner anymore. It's time to move on to episode number 1 from the intermediate level. You've had about, 140 beginner episodes, como tal, which is about 85 hours, right? You can re-listen to everything. And my encouragement and my wish for you is to move on to episode number 1 from the intermediate level. And here is how you can find it. You can go to iVox. You can go into the search box. And you find the search box by clicking on the magnifying glass. ¿No? En la lupa. Le dais a la lupa y se os abre una cajita de búsqueda arriba en la parte superior. And then you type in English O'Clock 2.0. and you press enter, ¿no? Os vais a iVoox, dais en la parte superior, hay una lupita, le dais a la lupita, aparece un campo de búsqueda, you type in, metéis ahí English O'Clock 2.0, and you press enter, le dais al enter. So, you will see 3 tabs at the top of the page, right? Aparecerán 3 pestañas en la parte superior de la página. No se ve muchísimo, pero sí que es justo después de resultados encontrados con English O'Clock 2.0. Justo después, debajo, en letra mucho más pequeña, you find 3 tabs. The first one is episodes, que a día de hoy, 28 de noviembre de 2022, hay 469 episodios, right? On Wednesday it's probably 471, right? Porque añadió 2 más. So that's where you find all of the episodes. Todos los episodios que se han grabado en algún momento de English O'Clock 2.0, ya sean de gramática, ya sean de conversaciones, ya sean de clases puras, right? You can find everything there. Then the second tab, la segunda pestaña, es Programs, que es el programa como tal, ¿no? Si le dais allí, pues lo que os aparece es una descripción, o sea, el programa como tal, que os pone Welcome to English O'Clock 2.0, English O'Clock es un divertido podcast diario, right? So if you go to ir al programa, same thing happens. Tenéis todos los episodios allí y podéis filtrar desde el más nuevo al más o más escuchado o reciente o popular, lo que sea, right? And then the third tab, and here's the important part, right? The third tab is listas. And right now, there are 29 lists. There are 29 lists. So if you click on the listas tab, la pestaña de listas, what pops up is pues a bunch of lists. Listas de pues de diferentes cosas. Las primeras 3, 4, a día de hoy, son creadas por mí, Julia, right? So you see, lista pública por Julia Novitsky. And you see, English O'Clock 2.0 Advanced Level. La siguiente lista es, lista pública por Julia Novitsky, English O'Clock 2.0 Intermediate Level. And that's exactly where I want you to go. Si le dais a ir a lista, you can see all of the intermediate episodes. Right now, there are 98, I think, or 99, right? Tenéis todos los episodios intermedios. So here's what I want you to do, because you are not a beginner anymore. Ya no sois principiantes, ya os podéis atrever con el nivel intermedio. Os vais al episodio 1 y vais escuchando ese nivel so you can continue learning, your learning journey to continue learning English. So click on listas and you will see that I have created lists of all of the episodes from each level. Ojo, other people have also created lists and you're more than welcome to peek at their lists or whatever you want, or create your own list with your favorite episodes, whatever you want to do. Okay? But the official one, y digo official porque lo he creado yo y me ha asegurado que todos los episodios del nivel intermedio están allí, pues están allí. So I encourage you to go in there and start with episode number 1. This being said, this is it for today. Have a wonderful journey in the intermediate level, and I'll see you there. Take good care of yourselves. Bye-bye.